brothers and sisters, we're just trying to fix the sign levels, but maybe as we're fixing them, different ones of us could pray out and just express our love for the Lord and our hope of heaven when he does wipe away every tear from our eyes. So maybe some of us could just pray out and express that to the Lord.
Well, Lord, we gladly acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, full of majesty and glory, and nevertheless dwelling closely among us. Blessed be your name, O Lord.
Thank you. Our Lord, I want to praise you and thank you that you have given us this promise that our tears will be wiped, that we have no more mourning. Lord, that's a promise you have given us and that we can look forward to. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know that we need promises, that we need things to look forward to. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing that for us, for dying and open heaven for us and be able to come and live with you forever, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your promise that you will make all things new. Amen. The resurrection and the life, that you died and you're risen, and that you're among us this afternoon. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you'd make us new, that you transform us by your Spirit in your presence as we worship.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Blessed be our God. Thank you. Great is our God.
Well, thank you that it's not just something that will happen, that the tears will get wiped away, but that it says that you yourself will wipe away the tears from our eyes. That's how much you love us. That's how much you personally care about what's happened to each one of us, how we feel, what we've gone through, and that you yourself will very personally wipe the tears from our eyes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I thank you so much that the world is changing, but your promise on us is still stay the same and it will never change. And Father, I thank you for this time you're giving us. This time you're giving us to prepare, not to be lazy or be paused, but just to prepare for what next you want us in our life, when will you come out? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord, we long to be with you, be with you forever, Lord, so there's no more veil separating us. Lord, to see you as you are, you forever.
Amen. Amen.
That sure hope that has gone before us is like an anchor for us. That sure hope that goes beyond the veil, which gives us a certainty that the promise that you have made will be fulfilled.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's continue in the Lord's presence and worship, brothers and sisters, but also let's expect him to speak to us. For those of us who are struggling, let's expect the Lord to speak to us in this time, that he will personally comfort us, that he will personally wipe every tear from our eye. Let's expect him to speak to us as a body as well, words of comfort and encouragement. So let's be attentive to him as we continue worshiping him. I'm going to invite Bob to give us a message in tongues. Let's be attentive to this message, and if anyone thinks they've got the interpretation of the message, then perhaps they could give it in the next few minutes. Bob.
Tumabra kurtara dieni nano sopra corta di dianua. Umbro corto di vivere chi sa tartane non rubabra corto, Dio. Etermi precorto lo tardieni, vivere chi sarto toro trodiono, vivere carto tiona tracce ridichea, bombo lo torto, tardiani mi precorta zucco, toro trodiono.
Let's just wait now for interpretation.
I feel like the Lord is saying, it is you that I love. It is you that I care about. It's your needs and your concerns and your life. I am the Lord and I am your Lord. I care for you. I look after you.
From Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And when we do, we'll just be faced with kindness and understanding.
Had a similar sense of the Lord's great love for us and desire for us to come close. We have that access, as Trev was saying. And just with that lovely word from Bob of God's love, that felt the Lord wanted us to allow us to hear him, to allow hear his voice, and to be freed from lies that the Lord will not care for us, does not love us personally, but to be rid of those lies and to trust again and to step out, to trust again in his love and to be refreshed by the rivers of his Holy Spirit in our midst.
Brothers and sisters, let's respond to those three words by maybe singing, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will trust him in you alone. He is the good shepherd, we are his sheep. We recognize his voice when we hear it." Let's ask the Lord to help us to recognize his voice in our lives, his voice speaking to us in our lives as we sing this song in response to those words.
My shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust. I will trust in you.
Let's just, even as we come to the end of our worship time, just wait on the Lord and see if he's got anything else to speak to us.
As Bob was speaking in tongues, I had a strange sense that I'm a little bit reluctant to share. But as I prayed about it and opened the Bible to look for it, the Bible actually opened on the very page the scripture was on. So I'm going to take it that maybe the Lord wants to. I felt like the Lord reminded me of when it talks about many people coming and much stuff happening in the world, and, you know, will we recognize him? And people will be saying, oh, he's here, or he's there, he's doing this, he's doing that. It's from Matthew 25. And there's a lot going on around us and a lot of upheaval, a lot of change, lots of different things. And I felt like the Lord was just saying to us, you will know. You will know. For a start, because it says in Matthew 24, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. But more than that, I felt the Lord was saying, you will know, Antioch, because even though you do not see me, you love me. And you will know, Antioch, because you are the sheep who hear my voice. And you may see many things around you, but you will see my glory and my presence and my truth.
So brothers and sisters, allow me just to reflect on those words that we've heard from the Lord just as we finish our worship time. Bruce spoke to us about us having a sure hope that has gone before us, that is an anchor for us, an anchor for our souls, a sure hope, not an unsure hope, but something that is sure, but it's also an anchor for us that keeps us grounded, that keeps us in the same place despite the storms of life. Trevor told us that we can draw near to him. We can draw near to him, to nothing else, to no one else. We can draw near to him. And when we do that, we have mercy in our time of need. So the Lord tells us to draw near to him, to have that anchor. And then Claire and Rebecca both reminded us, we want to hear his voice. We want to hear his voice in our lives, personally and as a community. We want to hear his voice so that we're free from lies, so we're free from the evil one, the deceptions of the world, with other things that are going on around us that says, here he is, there he is. The Lord is in our midst. The Lord is someone that we know. The Lord is someone who, in our prayer times, in our times of scripture, in our life together in community, we can hear his voice and recognize his voice. So let me just pray a prayer for us all now. Lord, we do want to be men and women who recognize your voice, who recognize your voice and aren't deceived. But we want to be men and women who have got you as a sure anchor for our souls, that we be the men and women who cling to you and to you alone in the storms of life. Lord, make us those men and women. Make us that community, Lord, that relies fully on you and on your Holy Spirit indwelling in our lives. Lord, just deepen our love for you today. Deepen our knowledge of you today. Deepen our recognition of you as the Good Shepherd who speaks into our lives, and that we would know you, that we would know you and recognize your voice as you speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.